Holt felt the hot iron in his hands vibrating. Two more customers for the undertaker. The dead man slumped to the floor in the dusty jail. Some folks had reservations about shooting unarmed men. Holt did not. Some folks had second thoughts about killing men who couldn't run away. Holt did not. Some folks might even shy away from walking into the lawman's office and shooting captives. Holt did not. Holt turned toward the sheriff and put away his six-piece. It was junk, practically scrap metal, but the way Holt used it was artistry. The sheriff looked at Holt in a way that said the jail wasn't to be used. It would be a strong rope on his neck and a skittish horse between his legs. Holt wasn't much for words, and that included explanations. He just walked out and jumped on his horse. He slapped the reins hard against the horse's neck and put his boots into it. You can't hang a ghost, after all. Holt needed to slip the law, and fast. He wasn't even to the edge of town when he heard the sheriff yelling behind him. It was going to be a chase, and that was just how it would be. Holt resigned himself to not look back.